Liz Palka. U.S. President Donald Trump is preparing to address the country Thursday evening, making a pitch to voters for four more years in the White House. The president will speak on the fourth and final night of the Republican National Convention, following his vice president, Mike Pence, who spoke Wednesday night and accepted his nomination to the Republican ticket for a second time. As racial unrest continues in cities across the United States, Vice President Pence told voters, "You won't be safe in Joe Biden's America." He added their opponent, Joe Biden, is on the side of those who want to curb police funding. Biden has denied wanting to defund the police, but rather has said they are open to trimming police spending and using the savings for other community agencies to help curb crime. The former vice president accepted his nomination to the Democratic ticket last week at a similar virtual convention. Follow our coverage of the events on voanews.com. Hurricane Laura ripped through the U.S. southwestern state of Louisiana on Thursday. A 14-year-old Louisiana girl was killed after the storm made landfall and when a tree fell on her house. That's according to the governor's spokesperson. Police say a chemical facility also caught fire in Storm Laura's wake on Thursday morning in the area of Westlake, Louisiana. Hurricane Laura continues to move inland as a downgraded Category 1 storm. Looking at the U.S. stock market, Wall Street's main indexes rose on Thursday. At the same time, the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, rolled out the U.S. Central Bank's aggressive new strategy to restore the U.S. to full employment and lift inflation. Under the new approach, the Fed will seek to achieve inflation averaging 2%. This is VOA News. Russia's military is blaming U.S. troops for a collision.